Hugh White is Professor of Australian Strategic Studies at the ANU, as well as Visiting Fellow at the Lowy Institute. Professor Hugh White, what are your thoughts about this latest shooting in Afghanistan?
Well, there's a couple of things, Tony. I think it does show the risks inherent in the kind of operation our forces are involved in. Obviously, working with local forces in a very complex political situation like that, there's always the risks of this sort of thing happening, and we've seen that tragically several times in the last few months. But I think it also does raise deeper questions about whether the government's and the wider coalition strategy of training up the Afghan National Army to take control of Afghanistan and provide security, whether that overall strategy has really got much chance of working.
It seems to me we've underpinned our success on mentoring the Afghan army and getting them to take over eventually. So have we failed?
Well, at least the prospects of success have got to look gloomier every time this kind of event happens. And the more evidence we see that the Afghan National Army, for all the efforts that have been put in, is still a very complex and uncertain, fractious and potentially mutinous organisation, that does raise real questions about what happens when we leave. Who are they going to work for? Who are they going to answer to? How loyal are they going to be? Whether, in fact, they won't become part of the problem rather than part of the solution.
Yes, this isolated, albeit mutinous and murderous activity is one thing, but it also seems to show a lack of cohesion, that is, racial, cultural cohesion, amongst these men. Do we know enough about those people who we're taking on as recruits?
Well, I think you put your finger on it there. The fact is that there's been very rapid expansion of the Afghan army from, 70,000 to 250,000, those sorts of numbers, and so there's a very rapid process. In a very complex society, we keep on trying to look at Afghanistan as if there's good guys and bad guys. This is a very complex society with very complex tribal and ethnic and social and economic and geographic divisions, and the way in which they play out in the allegiances of individuals is very hard to track. And so we're trying to create this army which is meant to, so to speak, do our bidding. And with the best will in the world, that's going to be enormously complex. Doing it as fast as we're doing it, I think, is a very risky thing to do. And in the end, it boils down to the problem that we're building a strong army, or trying to build a strong army, without a strong government to back it.
And on the flip side, Professor White, it's going to increase the calls, is it not, within Australia for the government to bring the Australian troops home?
Well, I think that's right. Obviously, every time these kinds of terrible incidents occur, it undermines the credibility of the government's argument that we've got a strategy in Afghanistan that's working.
Hugh White, Professor of Australian Strategic Studies at the ANU.